What are you going to do when China halts exports to the United States? What is anybody going to do? See, the day is coming when China makes its move on Taiwan. And that may be very, very close. And China understands that the minute it does that, the United States is going to be essentially at war with China. There's already a lot of talk at the highest levels of the U.S. government that China needs to be taken down. Taiwan, of course, provides not just microchips, but a lot of other products to the United States, some of which are critical to the supply chain of the U.S. military. So the U.S. will have no choice but to try to block China's embargo or blockade of Taiwan. And this will very likely lead to both an air and sea conflict with CCP forces, or PLA, People's Liberation Army, as they try to enforce a blockade around Taiwan, and they try to pressure Taiwan into a peace accord or a surrender, basically. Now, as the U.S. gets involved in trying to break that blockade and bring energy and raw materials to Taiwan, we will very likely end up in a rapid escalation with China. And then at some point, China will declare itself at war with the United States, claiming that the U.S. has involved itself in a domestic dispute. Because remember that China considers Taiwan to be its own territory, even though, of course, the people of Taiwan do not, for the most part. Taiwan has been operating as its own separate country for, you know, generations. But China still insists that, no, Taiwan is part of China. And so if the U.S. gets involved in trying to defend Taiwan against China, China will say that the United States is getting involved in domestic issues. And so at some point, China will, like I said, declare war against America, and then the exports will be halted. Now, this will devastate the Chinese economy temporarily, by the way. They do export most of their goods to the United States. I mean, I should say the U.S. is their largest trading partner, but they still have many other partners in the Middle East and South America and Europe and across Asia and so on. But they will likely cut off the United States, and that means there will be no more exports of consumer goods to the USA, no more Chinese-made anything for some period of time. What will be the impact of that in the United States? Well, just think about it. Everything is made in China, it seems. Computers and aerospace parts, car parts, you know, clothing, textiles, paints, you know, any kind of household goods and chemicals and bed sheets, and just a lot of food too, by the way, a whole lot of food and a lot of raw materials for nutritional supplements. It's true, a lot of supplement materials come out of China. Now, there are also optics that are used on firearms and, you know, just about everything you can think of. Just walk around your typical Walmart or Best Buy or Home Depot. Probably 80% of that stuff comes out of China, so it will be gone. And this will not only devastate China's economy temporarily, but it will devastate the U.S. economy and the U.S. supply chain. On a practical level, it means that new construction in the United States, whether it's commercial or residential or even just industrial, you know, making cars, for example, will grind to a halt very quickly. There will just be no construction. So all the construction jobs will be done. You know, laid off, bankrupt, massive bankruptcies across, you know, real estate and service industries and so on. In addition, the ability to carry out repairs on existing systems, a house, an office building, an air conditioning system, right, an automobile, a truck, a power substation, the ability to repair those systems will go to zero. There will be no repairs, which means that as systems break down, you know, if transformers blow up, there just won't be spare transformers. You know, as circuit breakers go bad, there just won't be spare circuit breakers. Same thing with, you know, diesel engine oil filter elements or fuel filter elements or air filter elements. So construction equipment will not function for very long, and transportation will not function. So all those big rigs rolling down the highway that need all of these elements in order to function, they won't be able to get them, and there will be no functioning. So there will be no transportation. And that means there would be no energy distribution, no gasoline or diesel, no trains running, by the way. There won't be trucks or trains or barges. And when there's no distribution, then there will be mass starvation and collapse and mayhem and chaos. So China knows that it can unleash mass chaos across America by simply halting all exports. At the same time, it will unleash economic chaos domestically in its own country. But China is an authoritarian regime. So China already knows and already has announced, well, I mean, we've heard the recordings from the military personnel, the recordings that leaked last year. China plans to use special forces military teams to quell any uprisings or protests in Chinese cities as this world war gets underway. Whereas in the United States, it's supposed to be illegal to use military troops against civilians in the United States. There's no such law preventing that in China. So China will use its military to halt any kind of uprisings. And China knows that it's going to suffer a kind of collapse domestically, but it likely believes that the collapse affecting the United States will be far worse, and that if they strike the United States at this key time when they're also rolling out this new world reserve currency that will be backed by gold, which has been purchased in large quantities by the Chinese central banks, then China knows that they can get back on their feet perhaps in 6 months, whereas the United States could be plunged into chaos and social unrest that would last for many years to come. So it's hard to stockpile everything made in China that you're going to need for the next year in case this scenario unfolds. You know, it's difficult to do that. However, it's a pretty smart idea to start thinking that way, especially for critical systems. So if you have a way to store diesel and you have a diesel vehicle, diesel stores for many years, especially if you treat it. If you can purchase extra fuses and circuit breakers and plumbing supplies and electrical supplies and things that you need, even if it's just a little bit, you know, extra batteries and things like that, that can get you through maybe a year of collapse, then those could be life-saving things. And I'm in the process of doing that because I'm a lifelong prepper, of course, but I'm deliberately stocking up on extra things. I've mentioned these before, like belts for old tractors. You know, you have to have an engine belt. Filter elements for diesel engines. Extra diesel fuel, like I said, but also rotary pumps. So hand-powered pumps to transfer fuel. That's really critical to have. Of course, you'll need extra food supplies. You'll need extra ammunition, backup communications, and all those things. That should be kind of obvious. But keep all this in mind. Start thinking about what happens when China goes down or China blocks exports to the United States. And maybe that only lasts for a month. I don't know. Maybe it's only a week. Maybe they only threaten to do it, but don't actually do it. Then again, maybe it's a year. Kind of just depends on how crazy things get. And right now, it looks like we're going to be in a nuclear war with Russia. And that could very easily put us in a nuclear exchange with China as well. And if there's a nuclear exchange, believe me, China is not going to be exporting products to the United States. So think about this. It may be a scenario that we end up facing, and it will be devastating to the United States if this happens. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.